KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A five-month-long relief at petrol pumps is likely to come to an end this month. Unaudited data from the Central Energy Fund reveals all grades of fuel will increase next Wednesday. Both grades of petrol are expected to decline by 14 and 25 cents a litre. Diesel should rise by around 22 cents, while illuminating paraffin will increase by 21 cents a litre. The Automobile Association spokesperson, Eleanor Mavimbela, explains the contributing factors.
The movement in international product prices increased sharply mid-month, but slowed towards the end of the month, cushioning what would otherwise be an even wider under-recovery. The average rand to US dollar exchange rate is also adding an impactful but smaller margin to the expected increases.
She's urged consumers to track their fuel usage and budget for the new prices. And the PSL soccer player linked to a crash that claimed the life of a nine-year-old girl in Gauteng has been granted bail. On Wednesday, Sean Mukhele collided head-on with another car on the East Rand in Johannesburg. The driver of the vehicle and a 13-year-old passenger are in a critical condition in hospital. Mukhele appeared before a court in Tembisa this afternoon, where he was granted bail of 20,000 rands. The soccer star faces charges of culpable homicide as well as reckless and negligent driving. His case was postponed to February. And abroad, rescuers in Spain say the death toll in catastrophic floods has risen to 205. The floods that have tossed vehicles, collapsed bridges and covered towns with mud since Tuesday are the country's deadliest disaster in decades. Officials say Valencia is the hardest hit region, which saw over 491 millimetres of rain in just 8 hours this week. The government's deployed more troops to search for survivors. And KZN Premier Tami Ndoli says police efforts to fight crime don't go unnoticed. He says their efforts to keep communities safe have given communities a good story to tell.
We've faced issues of violence, theft and public unrest. However, amidst these trials and tribulations, there are countless stories of bravery, innovation and persistence within the SAPS.
The Premier gave the keynote address at the annual KZN SAPS Excellence Awards held at the Durban ICC today. He's urged the officers to get rid of corrupt officials within the SAPS.
These rotten potatoes are hell-bent on tarnishing your good name. Do not allow them to deter you from your excellent service. Put them behind bars like all criminals, where they belong.
Durban's reaching a high of 29 degrees tomorrow. Peter Maritzburg in Richards Bay, 36.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins 88-4, still needing 154 to beat Western Province. Mikel Arteta not concerned about the five-point gap to Man City at the top of the Premier League table. And the Valencia MotoGP has been cancelled due to the recent floods.